Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red. People yakety-yak and streak and waste your time a day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories. News team anchorman, here's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Lear. And there's him, in person.
Hi.
Little snot-nosed Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Uncle Lear. Hi, everybody.
According to police in Willenhall, England, a horse-drawn cart of scrap drew up behind a motorcyclist at a railroad crossing gate, which was down to allow a train to pass. The horse proceeded to drool on the cyclist. Here's some biker a little time. Sitting there on his big Harley, minding his own business, waiting for this train to go by. Horse pulls up, starts drooling. So, he got mad, it says here. Gave the horse his best elbow shot right to the horse's face. Well, but in the process, when he lifted up his arm to give this horse an elbow shot, he let go of his clutch. And his motorcycle lurched forward, little Tommy, into the car in front of him. Meanwhile, the horse, who has just been punched in the face, rears up, dumps the load of scrap onto the car behind, which rolled backwards under the weight and rammed the front of yet another car on the line. Now, seeing this chain reaction, a passing dog walker tied his terrier to the railroad gate and went to help out. But the train had passed, and the gate went up, pulling the dog 20 feet in the air. By his neck, see? The dog's owner shouted to another pedestrian to lower the gate, which came down on and damaged the roof of a passing Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how the... it doesn't say how the dog is. I suppose it would depend on which side of the gate he was tied to. If he was on the side that came crashing down to the Mercedes-Benz, the dog probably not going to be okay.
New ornament, yeah. Biker all right?
Biker's fine, little Tommy.
How about the horse?
Horse is fine as well.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Dear Uncle Aaron, little Tommy, I thought you might be interested in my recent unfortunate encounter with a horse. I am unable to forget the incident, as I still have remnants of it in the grillwork and wind deflector of my car. It all began one day as I was driving down I-55 on my way to a golf outing. I was in the right turn exit ramp, going about 45 miles an hour, and directly behind a truck that was pulling a trailer containing a horse. The horse's rear end was positioned about 8 feet off the ground and about 2 feet in front of my car when the animal began unleashing several pounds of soft, watery road apples. I was trapped since another car was directly behind me as this tremendous barrage began slamming into the windshield of my car. She says the onslaught was so strong that I had to use my windshield wipers to see in front of us. My sunroof was open at the time. My sunroof was open at the time. But fortunately, the sunroof's wind deflector sent the bombardment over the roof of my car.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, however, the deflected barrage was sent hurling at 45 miles an hour at the car directly behind me. As I watched, horrified, through my rearview mirror, I saw the driver behind me, a friend who was following me to the golf course, feverishly try to roll up the window to avoid the deflected barrage.
Oh, wow.
Guess what? He didn't make it. His left arm was covered from two salvos of the stuff. 3 weeks later, I am still unable to remove all the residue of this incident, even after several car washings. Although this story is not directly from the horse's mouth, but rather from the other end, it is nevertheless true.
Tune in again at the same time tomorrow for more highly acclaimed, world-renowned animal stories with your charming and delightful old Uncle Air.
And psychic little Tommy.
Until then, this is both of us.
Him and me.
Saying...
Grunkle, grunkle! WCFL.